It's Carrie and Tommy here. Can I start with a shout out? You know I love my shout outs.
Of course you can start with a shout out.
Can I give a shout out to Romani, of course. But more importantly, in this instance, Hayley, one of our beautiful listeners,
yes,
who called in the other day to say, where's the podcast? We haven't been able to get the podcast the last few days. And that she's in hospital at the moment. She loves the podcast and she's been missing it. So we just wanted to say thank you for loving the show, Hayley. And sorry the podcast wasn't there. We fired the appropriate people.
Back to the pod.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder. Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, they are for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Guys, if we could just knock this show off pretty quickly because I've got to get to another dance class.
My back is so sore.
Mate, my back is so sore too.
You should have seen, we're going to tell you all about our first salsa class together.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha. Was it Latin? Anyway, we'll tell you about that very, very soon. But when we left, it was just a group of people going, oh, is your back sore? Yeah, mine's sore too. When I got out of bed this morning, I was like, I'm that age already.
Yeah, they say you need to have the rhythm in your soul, but it felt like it was right in the small of my back.
It's all that holding and presenting, you know.
Did it go as you thought it would go?
Do you know what? Yes and no.
Okay.
There's so many things I laughed about when I'd wake up in the night and I'd roll over and I'd think about it and it would make me chuckle and I can't wait to talk about it.
And next. Obviously you rolled over to find a new position because your back was hurting too much. We'll do it next.
Hey, another trip to give away.
Ooh.
To see Ed Sheeran live in London as well.
And Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon live from London. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
AKA the cha-cha king and queen of London. And when I say king and queen, I mean we definitely would have got a certificate of participation because you signed us up to a cha-cha bus.
I thought we should go do some fun things about London.
Yes.
Not that cha-cha is particularly British.
Oh, it's so British. Oh, my God.
But
just pints and cha-cha.
You know, sometimes when you're away travelling, you're more open to doing things because you don't know. You're not going to see anyone you know. You don't have to feel that embarrassment and you've just got that sense of adventure.
When you first told me the idea, you painted the picture as being me standing alone watching you and Chris.
No, when I signed us up, then the lady said, you and Chris will dance together. And she said, and your other mate, well, look, if no one wants to dance with him, I will, was what she said, which brought me so much joy because I just had images of you standing there alone, which you did do a lot of last
night. There was a bit of that. So as we filed into the class, a few things happened.
Firstly, a champagne on board, I should note. No one else in the class had a champagne before their cha-cha class, but we were like, we need to loosen things up and not be so nervous.
And then I sweated out all of that champagne very quickly because it was quite a lot of,
oh my God,
of physical work.
I don't think I've ever seen you sweat so much.
I sweat
every time
so
I came
much.
To you, because you have to rotate around the room. Every time I came to you, I almost wanted to wipe like a mother with the sweat off your face.
Yes.
I was like, these women must be like,
do you know whether we're...
No other man sweated like that.
No, they weren't moving like I was moving. You know where it started to go a bit pear-shaped was just men filing in,
In.
And they said there's a lot more
off,
there's a lot more leaders than usual. And it took me a while to realise what they meant. And I thought, well, that's a good win for the patriarchy that in this forum we're still referred to as leaders. And then they said that this never happens. And I thought, I've heard this at every house party I ever went to.
Yeah.
God, there's never usually more guys than girls.
There were so many guys, but the leader thing's a funny thing. So the way it works is you get taught a routine, but you get taught it like 8 beats by 8 beats. And over the course of an hour and a half, by the end of it, you've got a full routine.
Yes,
and you learn
you're meant
it. And then you rotate around your partners, right? And every time I went to a man, obviously we're learning, right? Every time I went to a guy, they made a point of telling me that the man leads. I'm like, I get it, mate. I get that I'm not. And so one guy, though, I said to him, but when do we do the 12 bit? Because there's the 12 happens on a certain beat. And he goes, when I decide. And I was like, okay, I get what's happening here.
I think we had very different experiences because I just got to hang out with the most incredible women.
Oh, they were so gorgeous.
They were so lovely.
And the instructors. Oh.
Yes.
They're together. And the
I know they are. And the only thing better than dancing with her was and
dancing with him.
Dancing with him.
Oh, he was so
supportive, and he would like adjust me in just such a way.
Yeah.
And real aggressive. Like there was this bit where you had to put your hand basically on the other person's ass and kind of start a body roll for them, right? And I was being very media trained as well. My hand was not even touching his skin.
No.
It was doing a hover hand around his shoulder, and he's grabbed it and just placed it on his back of his ass. And I'm like, this is a bit of fun in a room full of a lot of other people.
He looked like he was a great, they're a gorgeous looking couple, but he had the look of a bit of a British boy band. When I say that, as in he had his sneakers on and his trackies on, and he had that real, but then as soon as his hips started moving, it was like a transformation into this. Like,
oh, yeah.
You wouldn't expect that man's hips to move in that way.
Do you know one bit that I still don't know what was meant to happen was when you change partners, which would have happened, what I don't know, maybe 60 times during the night. I still am not sure what you were meant to do initially.
High five.
Because I would always say, well, no, not when they leave.
Oh, when you arrive.
When they arrive.
Because I just say so sorry. I kept going to every new partner. I'm so sorry.
See,
I'm so sorry.
I started saying things like prepare for the best dance of your life.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh. As you sweated like
a... Yeah, I know.
Crap.
I know. I was getting too into it. But I'd already met them. And
also,
I
watched you dance.
Heaps.
Best dance of their lives is stress.
I don't think I was being serious.
I mean, to be fair... As expected, guys, he was not as bad as I thought he'd be.
It was shocking.
You weren't shocking.
So fun.
We're going to put the vision on our socials tonight. No, but the people want to see it, so we're going to put it there.
I'm dripping in sweat.
The people want to see it, as
and
I said.
Tommy but you'll all know. You'll all notice dancing.
The vision is at the very end of the class. You got better as the class went along. But you actually weren't, you didn't
because
have two left feet.
It was
feet.
So bad.
What about the guy that, there was a guy, so there was a lovely, much older man that I kept dancing with, and he was awesome. He didn't say anything, but his hips really had the groove. But the guy next to you that couldn't look me in the eye and then told me a couple of times that I was doing it wrong, lots of times, and then at one point he stuffed up and I went, ah, and then this is no joke what he said. He hadn't said anything other than, you know, that's wrong, that's wrong. He said, sorry, I was thinking of the pizza in my fridge. And then I said, sorry. And he said, I can't remember if I ordered margarita or pepperoni.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. And coming up very soon, guys, we're going to give away another trip to London. All thanks to Snooze. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Yes, and Bickers, I may have made a slight mistake yesterday where I said to people on air to DM me because you told people to stop DMing you to ask if they can go and just to enter via the proper channels. I said, no, you can DM me. I will bend the rules as best I can. I did not expect quite the influx
of
DMs.
Or the call from the boss.
That was also, and I said to the boss, just enter
DM
like
me.
Everybody else. Just download the listener app, search Carrie and Tommy, fill out the forms. We are going to be calling someone in just a matter of minutes.
To give them a trip to London. But right now, fun.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to...
$7,300, boy.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Well, good luck getting through on the phones. 131060 is the number. Of course, if you don't get through now, just DM me. We'll play the Time Game next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, bobine, banana, banana, bobine, beep, bime, oh, mine. Time Game. Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Holly, how many letters in your name?
Five.
Oh my God.
It's your lucky day, Holly.
This is a good sign, Hol. How is your relationship with time?
Look, I go pretty good in the car, I think.
Yeah, okay. When you're playing along, when you're listening?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Holly, it is a completely different arena now because obviously the nerves of being under the spotlight kick in. You're aware that you've got a ferret controlling the stopwatch, so that can add an extra layer of difficulty. There will be some tension music behind it, which sometimes throws people off. All of that, you know all of that now. Are you ready to play?
I am, but just a quick shout out to Romani.
Good on you, Holly.
Thank you to get it in, Hole. 5 seconds. If you stop exactly on $7,300 is yours. Holly, I'm handing you over to Jesse.
Thanks.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's definitely close because he does that little thing where he tightens his little mouth. Goes, ooh.
Yeah, it's always hard to tell, though, if that's close. Yeah, the whiskers are going off. It's hard to tell though, Hole, because sometimes he forgets to push the button. So it could be a whoo, it's close, or it could be a whoo, I need a new job, back to the ferret farm.
Jesse, how did Holly go?
4.87.
Oh, it was close, Holly.
Not bad, Hole. Thank you.
What about Talia? Talia, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. We're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Handing you over now.
Start.
Stop.
Felt a little on the long side for me, Tiles. I don't know about you.
He's gone off to play with his ball, so he doesn't seem that interested.
sorry. Tali, okay, I said ball.
Just did. His little ball that he kept in the corner.
Yes. Talia, obviously, is it 6 letters in your name?
Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah, I think that might be what got you in trouble. How long was it?
5.
Oh.
0.64.
Oh.
Knew there was a 6 in there somewhere. G'day, John.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What are you going to do with $7,300?
Oh, mate, you never know. Could be anything.
So you never go. Isn't that the
app? A holiday's always good.
Yes, John, great idea.
John, are you nervous?
No.
Good man. I'm going to cease this scintillating chat, John, and I'm going to hand you over to Jesse. Best of luck.
Start.
Stop.
Oh. Oof. I mean, I thought that felt good, John, but the look on our little ferret boy's face, he's not
happy.
Almost disgusted by that. Yes. Why do you think? He couldn't stop at the right time.
Yeah.
If he was playing.
What's happened,
Jess?
Well,
he must have been listening.
You reckon that's what it is? Jesse, how did John go?
6.35.
Oh.
See ya.
Time for one more? Yep. Let's go to Donna. Donna, you're going to be our last caller. You ready to play?
Sure am.
All right, handing you over to Jessie now.
Start.
Stop.
Oh. Ooh. Donna.
Yes?
Have you got your bank card ready?
Ha. Always ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know why we'd need it, but I didn't know what else to say. Have BSB? You got your account? Yeah, have you got your transfer details? Have you got your Dolomites account?
We don't know. We don't have the number in front of us, Donna, but Jesse's put the tension. Sorry.
He's already.
Little ferret boy's put the tension music underneath.
Or he's just a little pause slipped and he's hit the wrong button again.
Oh my God, I think you might be close, Donna.
Donna.
Oh, please.
Don, as you know, this is yet to go off, which is why Jackpot's weekly. So everybody listening now has a stake in this because if it goes off, you get $7,300, but you also deprive Australia of the chance of playing the time game. So there is a lot in this for all of us, and that is why we are all nervous.
Okay.
My furry little friend, how did Donna go?
5.
Oh.
Point.
Oh, gosh.
1-0.
Oh,
no.
Jackpot's next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran and Camila Cabello. That is south of the border for your Wednesday afternoon. And you could be going to see him live in London.
Go ahead, London. 80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it loud.
Bad habits. Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
We have two people on board with their plus ones. Is it time to give away another ticket?
It is, yes.
Who to?
Jesse, why don't you punch in the number so I won't say the person's name, because then if they don't answer, we can just move on to the next person. Okay. And they're not going to be shown.
I like the idea of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
So do you want me?
Snooze, you lose.
They're good.
Hello, Stephanie speaking.
Oh, geez. Well, she's
said
her name.
She didn't lose, did she?
No. G'day, Steph.
Oh, my God, no.
Where are you, Steph?
I'm out with my son kicking the football.
Oh, good on you.
Is your son an Ed Sheeran fan?
He is an Ed Sheeran fan.
Does your son, like, if hypothetically, I mean, you haven't technically won yet. Does your son think if he won that he would be coming along?
Well, he did, and I said I would have taken him, but he's unfortunately not 18 yet.
Okay.
Thank God for you. A couple of nights away, hey Steph.
Yeah.
How on a scale of 1 to 10, how embarrassed will he be when you lose your mind in the middle of a soccer field?
There's actually no one around right now, so I think he's pretty safe.
Does that mean you can scream at the top of your lungs?
Yes.
Well, maybe get it started, Steph, because you're coming to London!
Woo! I'm going to London! Oh, my God, it's Harry, Tommy. Thank you. Oh, thank you, guys. You guys are the best. I listen to you religiously every day. You're like my family.
Oh, Steph, that's beautiful. And we also, we heard that you want to take your sister, Rebecca. Is that true? But you can't because she lives in New Zealand?
Well, I do want to take her. I did ask. She's happy to get on a plane and come over here and come with me. So if that was possible, then she's definitely coming.
I think, Steph, we've got just a slight problem with that. Because how long has it been since you've seen her?
3 years.
3 years. So we the slight problem we have is you can't do that. The people need to be in Australia, so you can't just kind of ship them into Australia. But the great news is that we are willing to do that for you. So
we are going to pay everything for your sister to come with you.
No. Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
Steph, we're going to fly Rebecca over and we're going to get her on the line right now and you can deliver the good news to her, okay?
Thank you.
So compose yourself. Okay. We're calling her now.
Okay. Oh.
Hello, Rebecca speaking.
Sis. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey. I'm just about to go set up for bingo. About to go call numbers.
Well, I hope you're free in a couple of weeks because they're going to fly you over.
Oh my God! What the f***, Ivo? Oh, my God! Mom! Oh, my God! Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Rebecca.
Oh, my
Rebecca.
God.
Yeah, they're on the phone.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, Rebecca.
I'm so sorry.
It is so fine.
Rebecca, you are coming with your sister Steph. You are heading to London to see Ed Sheeran live at Wembley Dinner at his restaurant, Bernie Blossoms. You're going to party with us.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
Oh my God. I can see my sister. That's the main part. I can see
her. I
know. Oh my God.
I'm
so glad
to
see you. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell my mum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what? Stephanie. Oh
Steph, what's your mum's name?
My mum's name's Lynn.
My name's Lynn. Oh, my God. Hey, I can't keep still. I'm so sorry. Oh, my
Lynn,
God. My kids are going to London. My children are going to London. Woohoo. Oh, my God.
they're good kids and they stick together like sisters do. But we've been apart for 3 years. I'm tickle pink. Wait till their father finds us. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Get them.
Thank you. Get them.
All right. Well, we better let you all go. I know, yeah. Rebecca, you got to go do bingo, so we don't want to keep you waiting.
She's real fun, I promise.
Okay. I'm here.
We'll see you over here, Beck. See you, Steph.
Thanks, Barry. Thanks, Tommy.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Enjoy bingo.
We've still got some more tickets to give away. So if you would like to come, download the listener app, search Carrie and Tommy. We're going to do another one again tomorrow. It's all thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And there is still heaps more to come this afternoon, guys.
Yes, but right now, let's do this.
You're so dumb.
I only discovered that when you present a meal and you go, ah, voila, it's not, voila. In fact, what it is. It's voila with a V.
Voila.
I'm 51 years old and only probably last year did I discover that the Grand Prix wasn't the Grand Prix.
Oh.
I was at an AFL football game. I turned around to my mum and asked if the game was live.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you? We love dumbness.
Yes,
we all love. Things dumb.
That's why we surround ourselves with dumb people. And one of those people is Eli, our web guy. Brother, what's happened?
So I don't think this is so dumb, but the team has put me on blast for this. So
yeah, I mean, it's always the way some of
put you on blast. Is that how the young people speak? I'm going to say that to Ollie today. Oh, you put me on blast for that, Ollie. He will hate
that
every
was
little
good.
Part
no,
about
that came
that.
Out well. What? So what's happened?
After our Friday show, when we were playing all of our London highlights, I was referencing one of the breaks when we went to Thames, and everyone stopped me and they were like, what are you talking about? I didn't realize it was Thames. But I think that's a really honest mistake because, you know, I'm Greek. and we have a lot of THA words like thalassa or thanatos, and none of them are thalassa.
He's trying to get his way out of this with that beautiful Greek.
And everything. Can there be one setting where you don't say it? And because you know I'm Greek.
Greece is a lot closer to London than Australia. So yes. If anyone should know about the Thames, it's you. And also because you've travelled the world, Eli, remember?
Eli, the thing I don't understand about that is I made the same mistake as you when I was younger, because there's a production company called Thames Productions that used to produce some TV show that I watched. So I would only ever see a written.
And it looks like Thames Productions.
Thames, yes. But weren't we we were listening to the radio. Weren't we saying the Thames?
You know what? I don't recall.
He probably didn't think they were the same. But he might not have thought they were the same thing, because Thames doesn't look like it would be T-H-A-M-E-S.
He was wondering why we were spending all this time on the Thames when we could be going to the Thames when we're in London.
Anyway, it's a safe space, Eli. No judgment. And we can't wait to have some fun with you on the Thames when you come over.
Hey, we'd love calls. 131060. We just want to know some question. How dumb are you?
Yeah.
What happened? Did you have a similar moment? Because I had one a little while ago. I haven't brought it up for ages because it seems so obvious that I don't think you will believe me that I have never made the link in my head.
Can't wait to hear it next.
Yeah, give us a call.
It's Carrie and Tommy, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 131060.
You're so dumb. Wow. Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Our web guy, Eli, just confessed that he thought that the Thames was actually the Thames River.
Yes.
In London, which is actually not that dumb. I think a lot of people would have done that in their time. What's yours?
I've hesitated to bring this up because I was sitting, I've just never thought of it. So I was sitting at a restaurant with a friend and a girl walked past. Her hair was similar to yours is now, but up quite high. And she was bouncing as she walked. And I said, isn't that funny? That looks like the back of a horse, like a horse's tail.
Yeah.
And he goes, you mean like a ponytail? And I was like, oh, it's called a ponytail because it looks like a pony's tail.
Mind blown.
Have you never made that link?
I have a ponytail and I've never made that
link. I've been hesitant to bring this up. I never made that link. That's why it's called a ponytail.
Bec, can you top that?
I can, actually.
Okay, tell us, Beth.
So when I was in year 8 at high school, I was in my science class and we were like talking about how we're going to be dissecting a heart. And I turned around and said, do cats have 9 hearts? Because I have 9 lives.
That's just smart. I reckon you're just a smart
one guy.
And everyone just stopped and looked at me and just laughed. And I think my science teacher just felt really, really flat.
Encouraged that he was teaching so well.
Hey, Beck, did you know about ponytails?
I did, yes. I'm actually a hairdresser, so I do know that.
Of course. Yes. At what point in the course do they tell you that?
At the start.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. It's good to know.
I don't even know if they need to say it out loud.
So then, Beck, another question on that same thing. Why are they called pigtails?
The pig's tail's curly, and so kids' hair pigtails probably goes like that.
Oh, do they curl around like pigtails?
Maybe.
Some, yes.
I'm not sure on that one, actually.
Well, maybe study a bit more, but thank you, Beck. Appreciate it. G'day, Keely.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, so good. How dumb are you?
So I've only recently found out what euthanasia meant. I thought it was youth in Asia, as in kids overseas. I had no idea what people were talking about.
Yes. You wonder why it was such a hot topic.
Yes. And why we
so emotional just about young people.
Yeah.
In life, and there's a lot going on there. Yeah. 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 Oh, Keely. Well, at least you now know, so you can't get yourself in a pickle there.
Yeah, look, there's a few awkward conversations, but I'm aware now, so it's okay.
Good on you, Keely. Thank you. G'day, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How dumb are you?
I thought up until a couple of years ago that, for instance, when you watch soccer or like the footy, that the number on the back of their jerseys meant how good they were. So if they were like number 1 or 2, they were the best on the team. And they were about number 50 odd, they were the worst.
Their ranking. That's
So I used to be like, oh gosh, like he's number 53. Gosh, he must be not really that great.
What's like Messi?
Oh, I don't know. This is how old I'm getting. I went to say the joke the opposite to clean. Yeah,
no.
I know. No. I'm so sorry, everybody. See ya.
30.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
An emotional start to Bickmore's Bits today because Matthew McConaughey has broken down at the White House. He went to the White House calling for gun control following, obviously, that horrendous school shooting a few weeks ago. He wants background checks to be bolstered. He wants to raise the minimum age to buy an AR-15-style rifle from 18 to 21. He's been very outspoken, very passionate about it. But he spoke a lot about the victims that were lost, the young children, and got incredibly emotional when he was talking about some artwork from one of the little girls and about the shoes worn by Mayday.
Mayday wore green high-top Converse with a heart she had hand-drawn on the right toe because they represented her love of nature. Camilla's got these shoes. Can you show these shoes, please? Wore these every day. Green Converse with a heart on the right toe. These are the same green Converse on her feet that turned out to be the only clear evidence that could identify her after the shooting.
It's obviously interesting him speaking for a couple of reasons. The first is that he's always been an out and proud Republican. And so people from within their own ranks, there are fewer of them speaking out. But I don't think it's emotional and it's upsetting.
I know what you're going to say. I thought the same thing.
But the same thing happened after Sandy Hook. All that happened is gun sales went up, ammunition sales went up, and nothing changes. I think the only...
You can't do nothing, though. So that's at least some... Like,
it's something.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as in you can't just say because nothing's going to change, we'll do nothing.
I agree. But I think what this does, and it's not good for America, but it's good for the rest of the world, is that it reinforces things that we have in place in Australia. It reinforces just how, you know, insane the situation looks from the outside into America. But I think, sadly, for America, that they're just too far gone.
I know, absolutely. Some positive news now. If you ever think... do I still need to donate to cancer research? The answer is yes, because every single day breakthroughs are being made, and those breakthroughs can only be made with more money coming on board. And one of those breakthroughs has happened, an incredible breakthrough happened on the weekend that I read New York Times, my favourite newspaper. So colorectal cancer patients, they took 18 cancer patients for this trial. And on trials, they often try things on people, and maybe one or two might find it has a slight change to their cancer, but nothing that will lead to any long-term, cure, right? And they gave this treatment that they use for people with endometrial cancer. They gave this antibody treatment to the colorectal cancer patients, and have a listen to what happened to all 18 patients.
Breakthrough in what could be a major game changer. 14 patients with advanced rectal cancer are in remission after taking the same drug. It's a small trial, but so far it had a 100% success rate. The tumors are gone with no chemo, no radiation, no surgery.
Wow.
And as somebody that campaigns to raise money for a cancer that there is no cure for at the moment, it's those types of things that give you hope, because you never know what is around the corner the next day. That's an incredible result. And finally, some amazing news to end on. The Tamil asylum seeker family, the Bilawila family, who have been at the centre of that decade-long immigration battle, have arrived back in Brisbane after beginning their journey back to Bilawila. So incredible news. Finally.
Yes.
Shouldn't have taken so long.
I think it's been 4.5 years or something they've been in detention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. It's nice to see the first election promise come through as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, live from London, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are all about sending people overseas at the moment.
Oh, the world's opened. Because the world's open and it's ready to receive you. Yes, you, whoever's listening.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buzz in to win the belly trip. Woo-hoo! To blast off to somewhere that's lit. Carrie, Tommy, but ready to take off. But first, you gotta buzz in to blast off.
Lift off, we have a lift off.
Carrie and Tommy's buzz in to blast off.
Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 16.
This is the ultimate family holiday. Yes. We are sending one lucky family to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland Resort in California. You're desperate to go. You've never been to Disneyland.
I am desperate to go. And I feel weird saying this because I obviously don't have kids, but I am so excited about Lightyear coming out. I loved, obviously, all the Toy Stories were incredible, and this follows the origin story of Buzz. It's going to be amazing, and all people need to do if they want to enter is we're going to have a little family quiz, family v family.
Yeah.
Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au, register your family, and you guys could be blasting off to Disneyland.
We start playing from Monday, so get in quick, guys. Jesse, what do they got to do?
All they got to do is go to carrieandtommy.com.au for your chance to win. It's all thanks to Disney and Pixar's Lightyear, which follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 19.
So do that immediately. But up next, because I have a breakup story for the ages. I don't know if this is... At first I laughed.
Is this the revenge one?
Yes.
Oh, it's too much.
Okay, we'll chat about it next.
What's she done?
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday, Arvo.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran featuring Budgera. That is Two Step. It's Carrie and Tommy. You could be seeing him live in London. If you would like to, just download the Listener app and search Carrie and Tommy.
Yes. Now, Bick, is very personal question without notice, so feel free not to answer. Have you ever been cheated on?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, okay.
But maybe, and I didn't know.
If you did, if that happened.
I know this story. No, I would not go that far.
This is hectic. I mean.
The closest it got was when I took that guy to the ball with me as my date, and he left with my best friend. But that was, we weren't exactly together,
Yeah.
I was just hopeful.
Yeah. I think that is so a very sad, common high school like thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's only made me stronger. Still hate him.
Well,
he tried to contact me years later. Well, suck.
Yeah.
He's not about that.
Well, maybe we should take it a step further. Should we go and get his mother's ashes and throw them in a river? Because that is what a woman has done. Her now ex cheated on her, and so she filmed herself getting the dude's mum's ashes.
It's just a
and
lot.
Throwing them off a bridge. And,
it's not his mum's fault.
There is a message that goes with
it. So if my son turns out to be a bit of a player, is that, yes, that kind of is my fault, isn't it?
Mm.
I haven't done my job good enough.
Mm.
Okay, well, maybe she doesn't deserve it.
But just in case you don't have a clue what's going on in the video, there is a caption that says with the video, and see if this, I mean, read into this what you will. He cheated on me, so I threw his mum's ashes in the river. Okay. She really spelled
it
out.
So how have people felt about this? How's the internet responded?
Well, here's the funny thing about the internet. They reckon there's outrage, but all I see is that it's got 6.2 million views.
God.
So
is that the new planking?
Throwing ashes into the river.
I think it's been a while since you've done a TikTok, so.
Oh.
What you miss doing TikToks?
No, I was just thinking about it. It's a horrible thing to throw people's. I remembered what the thing is, and it made me sad.
Eli, when you come over to London, bring someone's ashes and bring a few extra cameras because it's got to film a TikTok.
Where's a bridge? London Bridge.
London Bridge. You can chuck some ashes off there.
Off the Thames.
That's great.
I know it's Thames if you've just tweeted. What are you going to do, Corson?
I can't believe out of all of this, that's what someone would be outraged by.
No, I just don't want anyone to think I thought it was Eli, a web guy. What do you want to do, Corson?
What did you do when they cheated on you?
Yeah. No one could top that story, I don't reckon, of throwing ashes, the guy's mum's ashes. What about the rest of the family? They didn't cheat on her, and now they no longer have mum's ashes.
They could go into the river and get them.
Some people do like the idea of their ashes being scattered in a river.
Yes, that's true.
Perhaps that was what her wishes
I don't know
were.
If it's meant to be done in such fury. But surely ashes are just like goldfish and you can replace them and you don't know.
Okay, you don't mean that.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't know.
But couldn't you put them back on the shelf and be like,
That would be a horrible thing to do.
Why is
horrible
it horrible?
Than throwing them in the river.
But it's not horrible if you're just...
Yeah, to be
so
fair,
your family
they never
don't
know
that. Yeah.
Save them
I know
the anguish.
They never know, but I just, yeah.
131060, have you ever replaced ashes?
Okay, don't. That's so dark.
Why? Because isn't it protecting the rest of the family from this?
131060, can you top that revenge story?
And have you ever replaced ashes and not told your family? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, how did you get revenge on the cheater? Or have you replaced someone's ashes?
Yes, because a woman was cheated on, and so she filmed herself throwing his mother's ashes into a river.
It's and extreme.
It has been viewed 6.2 million times. So if you're looking to go viral.
Well, it's too late. She already has. You have to up that. Can you top that, Lynette?
Mm-hmm. Probably not, but it's still pretty funny. So my ex cheated on me in my third trimester. And I'd lost my voice and I was very sick, so I couldn't yell or anything. And so he was very big into gym, like bodybuilding and, you know, loved his 8-pack. So I replaced his creatine with laxatives and also about half of his whey powder. So when he went to the gym, he wasn't doing a workout.
Is this man alive anymore, Lynn? Or has he just crapped out his entire internal system?
Well, he did think something was wrong with his stomach. He went to the doctors about it, but I still never told him. Because we tried to work through it. But every time he would make those drinks, I would smile and walk away.
And you good now, Lynette?
Yeah, I'm fantastic.
Great. Good to hear, Lynette. Great revenge story. Alice, are you calling about the ashes or the revenge story?
The revenge story.
Give it to us.
So my boyfriend at the time, he cheated on me with another girl. So I found the other girl and slept with her.
Wow.
That's not where I thought that story was going to go.
Good on you,
Hold on,
Alice.
Did she know that you were the other partner?
Yes.
And who exactly were you getting back?
A bit of both.
Yeah. Did are you now with the woman?
No.
Did they stay together?
No.
Did you?
He's currently single still.
Okay.
I could just the little hint of sucked in from it. I could hear it in Alice's voice.
Yeah.
Did the revenge work the way you thought? Was he put off and annoyed by that?
He was very annoyed. Apparently, I took it too far.
From the man that cheated on you.
I'm trying to think how that conversation
You're just so
goes.
Stuck. No, you're not. No. You just can't get your head out of what's happening. I'm watching you right now.
I just can't imagine a man going, if the conversation goes like this, hey, you know that woman that you slept with? Yeah, I slept with her as well. I can't imagine the guy going, oh, damn you. I imagine them going, that's great. Good on you.
Not everyone has your brain.
Okay.
Lauren.
Hang on. Can I ask
Alice off air.
Can I ask Alice, just quickly, Alice, was there any moment where you all thought about combining your forces?
No.
Yeah, no, just sorry, had to Alice. Ask Alice or I'd never forgive myself. Thank you.
Lauren, ashes to ashes or revenge tales?
Definitely, no revenge, ashes to ashes.
Okay.
So my beautiful grandmother passed away last year. And unfortunately, it was during COVID. So my dad's got a big family and they've all argued over, you know, who would take her ashes. So Dad got Nana's ashes and it was decided once COVID finished, we'd all get together, go to her special spot and, you know, scatter her ashes.
Yeah.
But in between, there was a flood in Port Macquarie, so technically Nan's now buried at sea, but no one else in the family knows this.
So what do you mean? It was just carried out to sea?
Nan floated away.
Nan. What does the family think?
God bless Nan. Okay, so no one knows. So yeah. Reordered the urn and, you know, we had a fire pit one night at Dad's and apologised, popped it in. So blessed. So we've got like 80 people at Dad's memorial and just scattering our fire
ashes
pit.
From God. Your fire pit.
Oh, people are like, there's a bit of newspaper print in there.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And coming up, guys, we're going to be giving away another trip to London to go and see Ed Sheeran, all thanks to Snooze. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
And I mean, with the prices of lettuces at the moment, why wouldn't you want to get out of Australia? Do you know how expensive they are?
Because I was telling you how much everything costs. A watermelon's $30 at the moment.
So
100 in New Zealand.
Do you know it didn't hit home hard with me because
you don't grocery shop.
Because I don't grocery shop, that's right. But one place it is hitting me is both KFC and Subway have come out and said they're mixing. Now they're going to mix their lettuce with cabbage.
What?
Yes.
Where's the music? The dun-dun.
Jesse.
I was
that is outrageous.
Sad.
Okay, Jesse, anything
at this
point. Where is my
son? Jesse.
Why? Cabbage and lettuce are two different things.
Not anymore.
So they are.
Cutus, ketus, labbage. Labbage.
So I wonder, when I say they're two different things, because when they're cooked, when it's cooked, it does go, lettuce goes a bit like floppy. I wonder, and soft, I wonder if you actually had one with cabbage and lettuce in it, whether you'd be able to tell whether you're eating just a straight lettuce.
I reckon you'd be able to tell a few hours later.
Why does cabbage do that, not lettuce?
I don't know.
I mean, it looks sort of the same.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that's the real travesty here. Yeah. Anyway, Jesse, that's enough of that. Thanks. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of the disappointing things, I think, that happens when you become an adult is things become less surprising and exciting.
Oh, you've seen a lot of what the world has to offer.
So you're less like, oh, my God, as a kid, everything's like, what? Wow. What's that, Mum?
Do you know when I had that recently, when I had that kiwi berry thing that I'd never had before And it was like a fruit that I'd never had before. And I was like, wow.
I know.
This is what happiness feels like. And then that one berry was gone and just back to
the same old misery. Because that, so twice on the weekend, I've had that moment of, wow. Once was with you. Yes. When we had a drink on the weekend.
Yes.
And as we watched Evie drink her lemonade through a straw, we were both like, oh my God. Yes. She was drinking through a pasta straw. Yes. Their straws were made of pasta.
Yes. What? Uncooked pasta, so it just sits there.
So just a hard, thin tube of pasta is the straw that you drink through. So they don't have to worry about plastic straws, paper straws. You know how they all start to disintegrate?
Yeah.
And she just drank it and then she started eating the pasta, which was not what is intended. Well, you can do that.
No waste. It was great.
No waste. And I was like, wow. Yes. That was the first time I was like mind blown.
Yes.
Second.
I completely agree with you that the only thing that ruined a little bit of that magic for me was when we described to the waiter the pasta straw and she was like, yeah.
Oh, I know, and like everyone does it.
We haven't seen it. And I understand in hindsight that we were describing the straws at her own restaurant.
Yes.
But
she could have given us a bit
just
more.
Something. Yeah. Come
so
on.
So the second, actually, there's three times this weekend I've had my mind blown.
What a great
second
weekend.
Time was, do you know you can cook a roast chicken in a bag over here?
What do you mean?
Like you buy the roast chicken in a bag, like it looks like a plastic bag, like a little, like a packaging, and you put it in the oven and you cook the whole thing in the plastic, and then just the last 15 minutes you cut a square, it's got a square cut out on top of the chicken, open the flap, and then you brown the top of the chicken.
I do think it's great. I think they might have started doing that back home. Because I remember
so
getting
moist.
The option for that I got salmon from the supermarket and they, said you cook it in the bag.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because the bag's obviously not plastic.
And the bag's made of pasta.
No, and you can't, and you can't open the flap, can't have the flap open too long, otherwise it's not as moist as you want it to be.
Yes.
So you've got to have the flap open for just the right amount of time.
Don't tempt me into making
flap jokes. The other thing that's blown my mind is my mum took Addie to the zoo.
That
on
is
the weekend.
No. Oh, sorry.
Look at this creature that she saw at the zoo.
Your mum looks great. I mean, they could have given her a bigger cage, but apart from that.
Look at that. What is that?
It's a zorse.
It is a zebra horse. Its butt is zebra. And it's
legs are zebra.
Its legs are zebra and its head zebra, but the rest of its body's horse.
It's a zorse.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I don't even know what it's called. It doesn't have a name.
Is it meant to?
Do you know what I mean?
Is there other ones that look like that?
Or is this one just got out and had? Yes. Like, did mum and dad have fun together?
An awkward day in the delivery room, isn't it? Two horses sitting there. Why does that thing come out looking half like zebra?
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.